Hey, listener, are you happy with your current chicken wings? Do you wish you had something a little saucier? If you answered yes, then it might be time for you to break up with your old chicken wings and get a new honey. Lemon pepper wing from Popeyes. Share the wings with your friends so they can see it's time to move on, too. Head to Popeyes and get 6-piece honey lemon pepper wings for $5.99. At participating U.S. restaurants. Price may vary.
Remember the Thai cave rescue? What about the mission depicted in Black Hawk Down or the epic rescue shown in Captain Phillips? You've probably heard of all of these, but did you know that U.S. Air Force Special Warfare played a pivotal role in all of them? These airmen are the most highly trained warriors on the planet. Other forces like the SEALs and Army Rangers call on them to provide skills no one else can. Not many people make the cut, but if you think you can, visit airforce.com to learn more.
This is the Busted Open Podcast. You can listen to the full show Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to noon Eastern on Sirius XM Fight Nation Channel 156.
Welcome to the Busted Open Podcast. This is Dave LaGreca. On today's episode, the world's strongest man, a world champion in not one, not two, but three different sports, Mark Henry and I talked to for first time ever right here on the Busted Open Podcast. Serena Deeb of AEW joins us. And speaking of AEW, it's Tony time with owner and president of AEW, Mr. Tony Khan, right now on the Busted Open Podcast. Hello, Serena. Serena Deeb is with us right now. How are you?
We got to get the camera on.
You don't want to see the shiner.
Oh, her eyes. When I walked up, I said, "Mick, cut me, Mick." She's got the ultimate shiner. I mean, it is humongous, completely closed.
It's pretty bad.
Into that, because obviously we saw that match, that Philadelphia Street fight on Wednesday night up against Sheeta. And you know, a lot of fans take it for granted how physical and how taxing these matches are. And I think it sounds like you have a little bit of evidence from that from this past Wednesday night.
Plenty of evidence, that is for sure. Yeah.
Well, I mean, is it possible to get a picture of it? Did you take a picture of it?
And send it
to our medical team so you can, you know, make sure that you get that looked at and everything.
For sure, yes.
Gotta make sure you're all right.
Yeah, I'll be fine. You know, it's what we do. But it's a gnarly shiner. It's kind of just getting a little worse by the day, but it'll be fine.
Well, go ahead, Mark. I'm sorry.
Serena, we were talking about you before you came on, and I was just letting Dave know that that I've known you for a long, long time, and I remember when you first started training to the, now you're training the future of women's wrestling, and you did that before you got to AEW at a high level, and how many of the women that you've taught and left your imprint on, is that something that you miss coaching and being the professor, being the teacher, or are you comfortable right now just saying, you know what, it's about me and I want to get my shine on as much as I can?
Great question. To be honest with you, I'm embracing both. I love both. As far as in-ring goes, I'm nowhere near, I got years left in me, years. I'm not planning on hanging up the boots anytime soon. So yes, of course I'm very focused on myself, but I do really enjoy helping others as well. The coaching is definitely inside of me still. And AEW is great in the sense that they allow me to do both, I didn't have that privilege before in my other job. So it's it's great that, you know, Tony trusts me and allows me to help the women and do both roles. But, you know, right now I feel like I'm at, honestly, the top of my game in the ring. Yeah. And I'm just so hungry and so focused. So it's honestly, it's a privilege to be able to do both.
I brought up to Dave in the break that I've heard many coaches say, I've taught you a lot, but I didn't teach you everything. And being a professor, do you enjoy that role of saying that I'm better than you, I know more than you, and get in here and let me prove it to you?
Of course.
Yeah, it's gotta feel, you know, good.
You know, that's kind of the 5-minute rookie challenge. Like, I had so much fun with that because I was able to just play around with exactly that kind of psychology, you know. But I, you know, like it's when someone comes to you and asks for help on, you know, an idea or something like that, you know, it's a huge compliment. You know, I mean, I love, like, that's why it's important to pay attention to at these shows in a coach role, so that, you know, like, what are people's strengths? What are people's weaknesses? Like, how can I help them? What, you know, what's their move set? And you got to know all these details, because if you don't know that, then you can't really help somebody on a personal level. You'd be more general, you know. So I try to really pay attention, like, to our women's division and what everyone's doing, and you know, I gotta be dialed in on that.
You know, Serena,
that was one of the things that I, go ahead, Dave.
No, please, Mark, go right ahead.
That's something that I always say when I see the talent walking around the arena. I'm always sitting in front of the monitor with popcorn, you know, watching.
I know you are.
Every match. And sometimes I see people, you know, they're going and get their bags packed to get ready to go to the hotel, or they're, you know, talking with one of their buddies or stuff. And I'm like, look, you got to watch the wrestling in order to pick up the nuances of the business and understanding. Do you do that to the women? Do you walk around and say, hey, you might want to watch this match because that could be you one day?
You know, I think if I feel it necessary, I will. But, you know, everybody has to make their choices, right, as well. I think the women that do, it shows in the, you know, it shows in their work, it shows in their growth and how quickly they improve and all of that. I mean, like you said, you're at the monitor. Guess who else is front row at the monitor for every match? Bryan Danielson, you know, the best in the world. Mm-hmm. Punk, like, you know, MJF, like all, you know, it's, that's the difference, right? Like, nobody's too big to watch everybody's work. And, you know, I think that's what makes for a great workplace, is everybody helping everybody. And I think we have that at AEW, and it's great that these guys are here now and just have so much experience. And you know, it's a detriment if you are not finding Arn Anderson, Dean Malenko, Jerry Lynn, like yourself, Punk,
Steve Brian,
exactly, William Regal. Gosh, we're so lucky to have him. Like, if you're not finding these guys after your match or watching your match, you know, I bring my laptop, I'll sit down with Dean and I'll watch my match, or I'll sit down with Arn if they have the time. And, you know, if you're not doing that, what are we doing here? You know, you got to.
Serena, do you find that the locker room is taking advantage of that? Like you said, there's so many so much experience out there for them to tap into. Are they taking advantage of it right now?
I believe some really are. Jade is a great example. Jade's in there with, and Velvet, they're in there with Brian training, and, you know, he's giving them their, his time, and, you know, I see it and you can see it. And I mean, look, Jade, for how long she's been in the game, is doing really, really good. Like, she's gonna rise, continue to rise, and she's putting in the work. And, you know, so some are, some maybe aren't, but, you know, I do see a lot of the women going to Brian or, you know, like whoever they have that type, you know, that type of friendship with, feedback and things like that. And so, I do believe that it is happening.
You know, Mark and I were talking before you came on about how great you have been with AEW and watching you week in and week out on AEW TV. And he talked about you coaching. And for a while, we just didn't see you on TV because you were doing that role. And I feel like we kind of missed out on seeing you for that lengthy period of time. Like, do you feel the same way? Like, when you came to AEW, were you like, why weren't I on TV? And are you taking advantage of that role right now?
Well, it's been kind of a journey, right? Like, came to AEW, and then, you know, got, you know, won the NWA title, and they were doing the title matches on Dynamite and everything. And that was a fun run, but that's when my knee injury kind of started, you know, creeping in, and took a little bit to figure out what the problem was. So while we were, you know, Tony was doing everything, like sending me to every doctor that they did, the company did everything for me to finally figure it out and get the treatment I needed. And so during the knee injury, that's when I was off screen, and that's when I was only coaching and only producing. And, you know, it was, it was a blessing because I was still coming to work. I wasn't just sitting at home with an injury, and, you know, I was still coming to work and contributing to doing something that I do love as well, coaching. And, you know, and it kept me around everybody. So that was, you know, going through an injury is never fun, but that was like the kind of the silver lining was I got to coach and help out during that time. But yeah, coming back from the injury, you know, that first Sheeta match back in Philly, that was my first match back after my knee was finally good to go. And, you know, that's why I say I'm so hungry. Like I'm going now, because you can take an injury and, you know, it's all how you come back from it, right? Well, yep. I mean, yeah, like I'm hungrier than ever. And I think going through an injury can have that effect on you if you put your mind in the right place, you know?
You know, when you talk about safety and you talk about that knee injury, and even what happened in this Philly street fight this past Wednesday, is that something that's in your mind when you step into the ring, or do you have to kind of, you know, kind of throw caution to the wind in a way when you step into that ring? Or is it something that is on the top of your mind?
For me personally, it's not, because, you know, anything can happen, but this is my life. This is my chosen, this is everything. And this is my chosen profession. This is, you know, what I want to be the best at. And, you know, I don't go into matches, you know, with that in my mind at all. I mean, of course, you know, safety, yes, is very important. And when I train and coach people, and when I was coaching, you know, at the PC and all that, like, you know, that was my number one priority, like, just keep everybody safe. But in terms of myself and my performances or my matches, like, no, I'm going in there with a lion mentality. Like, I definitely don't have that in my mind.
Dave and I were both talking about how we see Thunder Rosa standing around watching that.
Yep.
And
yep.
we are extreme. We are looking for the future. Like, how did you feel? Did you see the fact that she was watching you?
I did see. I'm
excited. I love this, man. I'm talking. I get to sit in the back and see it for free, but man, I'm sign me up. I pay money to see that.
Well, thank you. Yeah. Well, you know, we go back. We have a history. You know, the whole NWA. We had a few. I believe it was three matches. Right around the time I started with AEW. In those first few months. And so we have some history, and it might be time to revisit that history.
And it sounds like it would be a classic too, because Mark and I were talking about you're two both incredible in the ring. And also you have that I don't quit attitude. So I think it would be a series of matches that the fans are absolutely going to love.
Well, thank you. I have a lot of respect for her. She has fought, you know, her way to the top.
Yep.
And she's one of the best in the game. And, you know, you're right. She does have that fight, you know, La Mera Mera, like she's no quit. And that's what I want in an opponent. You know, I want someone tough. I want someone like, let's go, let's level up. Right. Like let's, you know, bring the best out of each other. That's what I want.
I suggested to Dave, I was like, with these two, and it's funny that you just used the exact term, the don't quit type of attitude is exactly what I said. Both of y'all have this
yep.
don't quit type attitude. How cool would it be to see y'all have a match where somebody has to quit?
Hmm.
Oh man.
Yeah.
Sign me up.
Sign me up. That would be cool. Yeah, absolutely.
Is there a preference for you in a style of match that you would want to have? A best out of three, a cage match, any stipulation type of match do you think that would be really good with you and Thunder Rosa?
Well, dream would be, you know, an Iron Woman match.
Ooh.
That's the dream. I love all the ideas of stipulations and whatnot, but I'm grounded in technical wrestling. That's where I, that's what I love to do. And she's the same, you know, we're both very technical, and I think an Iron Woman would be magical with her.
Wow. You just changed my mind in a heartbeat. Like, I don't want to see it. I don't want to see I quit now. I want to see Iron Woman. Because y'all, you know, both have that endurance that I mean, the ability to captivate in any style, whether you want it to be a grappling match, do you want it to be a high flying match, do you want it to be a mat wrestling match, you just had a street fight, and like, man, I'm trying to think of where there's a weakness, and I don't. And I brought up to Dave that, and he said, man, that's pretty high praise for you to say what you just said. And I said that there's only two wrestlers that come to my mind when I hear gear change, when I hear this person just kicked out of a finish, or this person did something spectacular and then it didn't work out in that person's favor, so they just turn it up and go nuts. What made you get to that point? Like, what What brings that out of you? Where'd you get that from?
Oof. I mean, this is, you know, dating back. It's, you and I have discussed this. This is dating back, you know, Rip Rogers. OVW, like, you know, that planted the seeds then, you know, it's the seeds were planted. Sometimes when you're learning, right, when you're new and, you know, you're young in the business and stuff, you don't exactly like know, okay, why am I doing this or whatever? But now 17 years later, I've been in the game, you know, and I've coached and I've done all this. So I feel that just like as time has gone by, the pieces have been just placed. And, you know, now it's like, you have to understand your why. Now I understand my whys. So, mm-hmm. you know, that's what it is. And plus it's, you know, it's like, I don't have to tell you, but it's feeling, it's being in the moment in the ring, and it's feeling, and it's like, getting, going off the energy of the crowd in that moment. And when gear change, like when you lose it, I mean, people come with you and you ride that wave of that, of the reaction and the noise, and it's a blast.
Serena, thank you so much.
Thank you, Dave. Thank you, Mark. You guys have a great one.
Hear what's happening around the globe on World of Basketball.
Kyle Montgomery, who is the voice of 3x3.
You know, it's ingrained in kind of inner city hoops. If you don't have enough to run that full court, then you line up 3-on-3 and you go. You got a lot more space. You know, when you're playing in the streets, ISO game is priority.
New episodes of World of Basketball, hosted by Fran Fraschilla, are released Thursdays on the SiriusXM app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Every day is a great day when you're not worrying about your appliances and home systems. And that's what you get with an American Home Shield warranty. Unexpected breakdowns like a leaky faucet or a faulty water heater won't break the bank with an American Home Shield warranty, because covered repairs and replacements are taken care of. Choose a plan that works for you and your budget, and then it's simple. When a covered item in your home breaks, contact American Home Shield, and their trusted and qualified pros will fix it or replace it based on the coverage limits in your agreement. Right now, you can take 20% off. Go to ahs.com/bustedopen now to save 20%. That's ahs.com/bustedopen for 20% off any plan. American Home Shield. Don't worry, be warranted. See ahs.com/contracts for coverage details, including limit amounts, fees, limitations, and exclusions. New Jersey residents, the product being offered is a service contract and is separate and distinct from any product or service warranty which may be provided by the home builder or manufacturer. Get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. Prize Picks is the best way to get action on sports in more than 30 states across the country. You can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. And it's really simple to play. You can make your picks and submit your entry in less than 60 seconds. You can turn $10 into $1,000 with basketball, hockey, and college basketball entries today on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Download the app today and use code BUSTED for a first deposit match up to $100. That's code BUSTED for a first deposit match up to $100. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy. When you hear that Mint Mobile wireless plans are $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan, you're probably thinking, what's the catch? Well, there isn't one. Mint Mobile is here to rescue you with premium wireless plans for just $15 a month. Say bye-bye to your overpriced wireless plans, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overages. All plans come with unlimited talk and text, plus high-speed data delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. It's crystal clear, and it doesn't kill my monthly budget. To get this new customer offer and your new 3-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/bustedopen. That's mintmobile.com/bustedopen. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/bustedopen. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3 months plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details. AEW owner and president, Mr. Tony Khan. Tony, good morning to you.
Good morning to you, Dave. Thanks for having me on.
I'm excited.
Morning.
And there's a lot to talk about, as there always is. We have Rampage tonight, which we'll get into in just one moment. But Tony, Mark and I started today's show talking about something that's a little bit of a lost art in pro wrestling, and that is going back and watching matches again and again. It just feels like the world of pro wrestling moves so fast nowadays, where it just goes from one show to the other. But I went back a couple of times and watched that opening match from Dynamite this past Wednesday, the Owen Hart Foundation Men's Tournament qualifying match between Cash and Dax. And wow, what a way to open up Dynamite this past Wednesday. And I, even though I'm sure everybody listening has already watched it once, I think that's a match, Tony, that fans need to go back and watch again.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, Dave. It's a great match, and it is absolutely worth repeat viewing. It was a great way to start a great show. I thought Dax versus Cash was an amazing match. It was very much the kind of great wrestling match you want to have, especially in a tournament like the Owen Hart Cup. And both men fought really hard because there was only one place on the line in this match. And CM Punk also brought so much to the match on commentary, I thought, which is another reason why, you know, it's probably worth checking out again. So it was a great, great match. And tonight, AEW Rampage is on at 10 o'clock Eastern, 9 o'clock Central, with one of the most stacked cards in the history of the show. And, you know, we've done a lot of episodes, almost 40 episodes of Rampage now. And I think you can get a lot of action in an hour, but tonight is about as much wrestling action as you can pack into an hour. And like you said, Dave, the world of wrestling moves very fast now. There are great matches on a pretty regular basis now. And I think it's something really that I'm very proud of, that the world of pro wrestling today in 2022, you can go out and watch great wrestling matches every week. Because when we were younger, you know, they were few and far between. You know, and maybe 30 years ago, there were a lot of great matches, but not necessarily every single week on television. Tonight's a great example on Rampage. There are some dream matches tonight, matches people probably didn't expect to see tonight on Rampage a week ago. And it's the kind of stuff tonight on TNT that you might want to go back and watch over and over again. You know, the card is stacked from top to bottom. Darby Allin versus Swerve Strickland in another Owen Hart Cup qualifying match. We just talked about Dax versus Cash and what a beautiful match it was. Two close friends battling with only one spot for the two of them. And I think it's going to be something very different in terms of the style of wrestling, but similar, where you have two great, great pro wrestlers, two men who are really good friends, two men who have a ton of respect for the legacy of the great Owen Hart, and they're going to fight it out. There's only one spot for Swerve and Darby, but what an awesome match to kick off Rampage tonight. It's only the first match on a great card.
You know, we just had Serena Deeb on, Tony, and she spoke so highly of Jade Cargill. And obviously Jade Cargill is on this amazing win streak. She is a title holder. But are you surprised on how improved Jade became in such a short period of time?
No, I'm not. She's a great athlete. She had a really hard working mindset, and it's what we expected. I think she got a very prominent push because she had all the tools, and we really believed she would improve. And it's like when you have a high draft pick, I think you expect them to come in and improve. It's a relevant comparison now. We're in the middle of the NFL draft. I myself am in the middle of the NFL draft, literally in the room. And a lot of times you're picking players off potential. And I think Jade Cargill is a great example of that, a college athlete, somebody who did not have experience in the pro wrestling business a year and a half ago and has made such great strides, has been wrestling on TV just over a year and has built one of the most impressive records in the sport. And I think, you know, just often, as you see players come in, high draft picks, and get thrust into prominent positions in pro sports, wrestling is the same here. And this is one of the most difficult sports of all. And Jade Cargill is somebody who's come in and passed every test and become a great champion in a very short time now, putting a great reign together as the TBS champion. And Mark, you've known Jade a long time. You're probably not very surprised to see it either, I'd imagine.
No, not at all. A hard worker. When I suggested that she go to Rip Rogers, I did that with the intent on judgment off of her from first sight. I thought she was going to be one of those pretty people that would waste time. And I said, well, if she goes to Rip Rogers, then he'll run her ass off. And Rip Rogers called me and said, man, where'd you find that one? And I said, well, she found me. She said she wanted to do this. And how did she do? He said, well, I hit her as hard as I could hit her without going to jail. And she told me, is that all you got?
Wow.
I said, well, she's a keeper then. Let's go. And here she is.
Well, that's awesome. And she's come a long way. She won a championship, and now she's putting a stable together. And I'm very excited to see the baddies. But they're going to have a tough test tonight. We've seen a lot of great matches from Sky Blue, Trisha Dora. We've seen a little bit of here in AEW. Ring of Honor, she's had some awesome matches. It's a huge opportunity for her tonight on AEW Rampage. And, of course, Willow Nightingale. We've seen her on Rampage, and we saw Red Velvet in the Owen Hart Cup qualifying really kind of take on this new attitude that's led her to become a baddie in that qualifying match against Willow Nightingale a few weeks ago. And I think that Boston crowd really turning on Red Velvet kind of showed her not only, hey, Willow Nightingale's a popular wrestler, watch out for this young wrestler, but also that Red Velvet has what it takes to become a baddie.
I'm taking a strong liking to her, Tony. Willow Nightingale is one that I think has that charisma, has that extra thing, that je ne sais quoi. She just needs to be refined in the conversations that I've had with her already, coach-wise. I'm looking forward to seeing her implement some of the things.
Yeah, she came very close to becoming the Ring of Honor interim women's world champion. Of course, she was in a very tough match at Supercard of Honor against Mercedes Martinez. Tremendous, tremendous match. Mercedes is a great veteran. She was in trouble. Willow really had her on the run, and Mercedes was able to cut her off, use her experience, and win the interim championship. We're going to see in Baltimore on Wednesday Night Dynamite this coming Wednesday the Undisputed Championship settled, so I'm sure I'll get with you guys and talk about that more in the week ahead. It's going to be a very big news story. You're going to see Mercedes Martinez taking on the lineal champion, Deonna Purrazzo, to settle who the Undisputed Ring of Honor Women's World Champion is on Wednesday on Dynamite. We've announced that, and we're going to hear from Mercedes tonight. I'm sure we'll hear from Deonna, who, of course, is a great wrestler for Impact and is the lineal Ring of Honor Women's World Champion. She became that before I purchased Ring of Honor. And in the time since, we've crowned an interim champion since she was not able until now to make her contractual obligations as the champion. Should be a great match next Wednesday. But tonight on Rampage, also great matches on tap on TNT. And I'm excited to see Willow Nightingale back on Rampage and hopefully a lot more in AEW. But she's up against a tough test, as are her partners, Trish and Sky Blue. Really very excited to see Jade Cargill teaming up with Red Velvet and Kiera Hogan tonight on Rampage.
Definitely. And Tony, you mentioned the draft a little earlier. Here on Busted Open, we did our draft that's going to drop as part of our Busted Open Masters class on the podcast on Sunday.
Oh, well, that's totally the same thing is what I'm doing there.
Yeah. I mean, listen, Tony, as Mark and I, as Cowboy fans, our draft ended last night. Okay. So
it ended.
It ended last night. So we're not going to talk much about the NFL draft. Though it was great seeing you in the war room last night. I thought that was pretty awesome. But, you know, somebody who I picked as a little bit of a spoiler, somebody who I picked in my draft is Hook. And man, just showing the graphic of Hook, the place goes absolutely insane. It's incredible how over Hook is right now.
Well, speaking of Hook, tonight we'll see Hook confronting Danhausen on Rampage. So there's a lot to look forward to. We talked a little bit about Owen Hart Cup qualifying, Swerve Strickland versus Darby Allin, the debut of the baddies, Jade Cargill, Kiera Hogan, and Red Velvet taking on Trisha Dora, Sky Blue, and Willow Nightingale, and also very excited to see the face-to-face confrontation between Danhausen and Hook. And absolutely, the fans were very excited about this, and I think the crowd will be very receptive tonight to Danhausen and Hook on Rampage with all the great action. I think that's also something we're really looking forward to. It's always great to see Hook whenever he's in action and whenever he comes out and gets the crowd going on Dynamite and Rampage. And speaking of getting the crowd going, I think Danhausen certainly is one of the people who's come into AEW recently who the crowd is really connected with.
Oh, and isn't that the beauty of pro wrestling, Tony, is that, you know, we could talk about a classic matchup that, like we saw on Wednesday with FTR, and then just the beauty of the story between Hook and Danhausen, where, you know, you're seeing potato chips for crying out loud. Like, that's why I love pro wrestling so much like I do.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's the best. And, you know, it's hard to do a lot of great pro wrestling in an hour and give the fans something where they know they're going to see some great matches and just all action. And I really feel like tonight is one of the best balances we've ever struck of just getting as much good action and great wrestling into one program as we've been able to do. We talked a bit about it, and you know, we mentioned people who've come in, connected with the fans, and also, as you said, with Swerve Strickland earlier, really come in and done very well, particularly on Friday Night Rampage. And tonight you're going to see that because Keith Lee is going to be on Rampage tonight. He's taking on somebody who's a very young wrestler. So it's going to be a veteran against a top young star. But the young star he's facing has got one of the best records in all of AEW. And I'm talking about Colton Gunn, who has never been pinned since he arrived in AEW. And I think we'll be seeing one of our top young stars with a ton of potential taking on one of our top veterans and one of the biggest free agents we brought into AEW recently. And that should be a really fun match tonight, Keith Lee versus Colton Gunn.
Yeah, looking forward to that tonight. Also, we're going to see Samoa Joe on the show tonight as well.
Well, very exciting. You know, next week AEW goes to Baltimore, and with AEW returning to Baltimore, there can only be one Ring of Honor World Television Champion. Of course, right now it's Samoa Joe, who is another person who's come into AEW recently and done all the stuff I'm talking about, connected with the fans, made a huge splash, big news, and had some great matches already. And I'm really excited for Samoa Joe versus his opponent tonight, Trent Barretta. Somebody who's competed in Ring of Honor, somebody who has been a champion around the world, particularly in tag team action, top tag teams. And, you know, he's wrestled in Ring of Honor. It's a great opportunity for him because we've seen Trent in some great singles matches. He, you know, has had a couple classics, I think. Great match with Bryan Danielson a few weeks ago and picked up a huge win over Nick Jackson from the Young Bucks on Rampage. So I think that's a huge, huge main event. I personally am really looking forward to. These are two of my personal favorite wrestlers, Samoa Joe and Trent Barretta, wrestling for a great championship, the Ring of Honor World Television Championship. And next week when we return to Baltimore, the home of Ring of Honor, It'll be really exciting to see who the champion is. And I think the Philly crowd is going to be fired up to see Trent Barreta challenging Samoa Joe for the Ring of Honor World TV title.
And as you mentioned, all these great matches tonight, 10 p.m. Eastern time on TNT, Rampage tonight at 10. So make sure you check it out. I guarantee we're going to be talking about this show tomorrow here on Busted Open and Monday as well here on Busted Open. And Tony, you know, I wanted to tell you, we celebrated our 13th birthday. We're now officially a teenager here on Busted Open. And honestly, one of my favorite moments, obviously, over the last year and two is, you know, you joining us here each and every Wednesday and Friday, which I truly appreciate. Our fans appreciate that as well. So thank you for, you know, being a part of the Busted Open family that you've become.
Well, thank you, guys.
Busted Open is part of the SiriusXM Sports Podcast Network. The producer is Gabby Laspisa. The associate producer is Andre Viola. Sound design by Neri Bailon. Special thanks to SiriusXM Senior Vice President of Sports Programming and Podcasting, the legendary Steve Cohen, and SiriusXM Fight Nation Program Director, Mother Marissa, Marissa Rivas.
Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the greatest, but let me play devil's advocate here. Let's see. So, no, that's a good thing. that's definitely not a problem. Reese's, you did it. You stumped this charming devil.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.